You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of an Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holden. We've got a good card tonight at Leopardstown to get our teeth stuck into, beginning at 6 o'clock time. At recording, it was good to firm and watered in places at the Dublin track. One or two showers are forecast, but I don't think it's going to make too much material difference to conditions here tonight. We've got one or two really good, interesting races to get our teeth stuck into. Not many runners, but that doesn't mean to say we haven't got one or two good opportunities, as said. We begin with a two-year-old contest over 7 furlongs at 6 o'clock. It's a plus-10 race, and Mark Johnson has spotted a good opportunity here for his colt by If Rides. Rufus King, who, of course, was fourth behind the mighty Raja Singh on debut at Newcastle in that very fast speed figure. He then took advantage of one or two of his rivals not really playing ball at Pontefract on his next start, but a good effort last time out when getting a little bit outpaced by Stabber Companion Card Sharp should just put him about spot on for this. All his races, he looks as though he wants a little bit further. He's been crying out for 7 furlongs, and this stiff track will definitely suit him. Red Persian looks to be the obvious threat, having run well the other day behind a horse called White Fountain Fairy, who I believe runs in the Albany tomorrow for New Connections. So that form looks pretty solid in the context of this race. So barring accidents, and unless there's anything of a very good standard first time out off the shelf, this should be a match between the two. But I do like Rufus King. He's a lovely type. And as I said, I think this extra couple of furlongs tonight will really suit him down to the ground. So he should hopefully justify favouritism in the first.
Race two.
Second contest at 6:30, again another two-year-old affair. This one's over a mile. It's the first mile race for the youngsters, so we've got some proper staying types here for the future. Quite a few horses nicely fancied this morning, including Theobald from the Inform Jim Boulder stable, the colt by Teofilo, who cost a few quid, is nicely related, so do keep an eye on him in the market. Of the ones that have had a run, I'd probably take a chance that Somerset Mahorn leaves behind a fairly moderate run first time out at the Curragh. But there were mitigating circumstances why he didn't probably perform up to his best. First of all, the ground was on the soft side. Secondly, he was a bit slow away and he was towards the rear and raced very green. And he raced on the wing as well on the outside. He got no cover all the way through that contest. And it was a really good time figure as well. The winner, Commander Grigio, I think goes to the Railway Stakes on his next start for the Fozzie Stack Camp. So he was in quite deep that day. And being as he's the son of Galileo, you'd expect him to prove A, for a step up in trip, and B, on this better ground. I remember Dr. MacArthur last year, he was finished last of 5 on his debut, and then he turned it around big time next time out when he came here to Leopardstown. So there's every chance that this nice individual might well do the same.
Race number 3.
On to the race 3 then, which is 7 o'clock, and the standout horse for me in this race on pure ability has got to be Zenobia from the Will Farrell stable. Now this horse for me is an absolute sprinter through and through. I've been watching this horse right through all its career, and its first run at Leopardstown, travelled like the best horse in the race, didn't quite get home, went really well on debut as well at Nace, looked the part and bolted to the front with two to run, but then once again got tired late on. I actually think this horse wants dropping back to 6 furlongs. Whether I'm right or wrong, well, we'll find out tonight. But all in all, I've got to stick to my guns here and oppose her until she drops down in trip. And the one I quite like is Kirk's Dancer, obviously making her seasonal reappearance for the Mickey Halford stable. Now that maiden that she was third in, of course, has been massively advertised, as you can all see, by the winner. Sometimes you get performances like that as two-year-olds, and you shouldn't really take them at face value. But in behind of that day was horses like Making Light and Magan's Moon, and they've gone on to prove their worth in much better company as well. So all in all, Kirk's Dance, if she's anywhere near fitness tonight, really should go very, very close to taking this. But whatever happens, do keep an eye on that at Zenobia. I think she's definitely one worth following whatever happens tonight.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, and my best bet on the card runs in this particular race. Now, the form figures for Cloudy Mist don't look exactly that inspiring. She was only 15th of 16 runners when we last saw her down in Limerick the other day. But to be fair, that doesn't really tell the whole story. She was going really eye-catchingly well, turning into the home straight in the hands of Shane Foley, only to get her run constantly blocked when going for a daring run at the inside. And in the end, Shane Foley just basically gave up. He eased her down. He knew he couldn't win, and he decided to allow her to come home in her own time and save her for another night. Now, that patience, hopefully, might, and kindness might be rewarded here this evening. She got some decent form on the all-weather, actually, to be fair to her, to suggest that she's going to be competitive now she goes on the grass. And of the evidence of what I saw the other day, given how well she was going, I've got a feeling she's going to make a big impression on this race tonight. Around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, I do think this Cloudy Miss is much, much better than what we've seen so far. And hopefully tonight she'll get a clear run in the smaller field and show her true worth.
Race 5.
On to the 8 o'clock, and on that same Limerick card the other night that Cloudy Miss ran, Total Demolition was suggesting that his winning form is about to reappear sooner rather than later. Of course, he was a big money spinner for Connections this time last year, and he started off that run when winning an apprentice handicap here in the very same month. He went all the way through the handicap ratings from 56 up towards the mid-80s, and he has dropped down subsequently off the back of several tough efforts in much better company. But that run the other day behind Geological was the first real sign that he's about to spring back into action. He got his fast ground, and he stayed on very eye-catchingly from the back of the field after a slow beginning. Now, once again, he's probably going to be slow away again tonight. That's his run star, but this stiffer track and obviously smaller field tonight might just make it a more level playing field for him. And his time figures, when he's on form, he's certainly good enough to beat this field standing on his head. So hopefully Total Demolition can bounce back tonight. He certainly suggests that he's about to strike.
Race number 6.
On to the 8.30 then, and if there's ever one horse that's tailor-made for a track like this, given his run style, it's the favourite here from the Fozzie Stack stable, A Little Bit Me, who has made all the running pretty much to win a couple of races so far this season. Since the blinkers have been fitted at Cork 3 starts ago, the winning run was initiated, and then following up next time out at Listowel, made all the running there. Tight track, obviously, got out in front and absolutely never saw another horse, and there's a good chance that that'll happen again tonight. Does pay to be quite handy here at Leopard Town, and with from a good break in stall one, Killian Hennessy hopefully will be able to dictate matters to his own tune. So this filly by Factor, who is a real trailblazer, hopefully will get out and get to the front and won't see another horse once again tonight.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, a really trappy looking affair for punters to get their head around. There's quite a few shrewd and interesting runners here from the jump scene. The likes of Bob About and King's Wharf are the two that I'd like to concentrate on, even though their form doesn't look as though it's all that strong. Particularly King's Wharf, you look at his form figures, he's had 18 runs on the flat. He hasn't really shown much at the age of 8. He used to be course trained by Willie Mullins, but he's snapped up for, I think it was about €5,000 or something like that, to go jumping for Gavin Cromwell. And subsequently, he's turned a corner. He won at Kelso 2 starts ago, landing a bit of a punt. And then he ran really well, actually, for an outsider in a good race at Listowel the other day. Now, that race has already begun to work out well, because the third, Cecil Corbett, won the other day at Down Royal. The time figure was very good, and I do think Dean's Road will go very well when he goes back to at least off the Kerry National later on in the year. So he was in quite deep that day, trying to give weight away to a very much improved 8-year-old. Now, he's only got a mark of 46 here, this King's Wharf. Surely he's got to go well here in a race that you know, there's one or two very slow horses in it, and he's certainly not slow, this horse, as we've seen based on his run over 2 miles over fences. So he's got a massive chance, King's Wharf. And the other one to mention, of course, is Bob About from the inform Jessica Harrington Savile. Now, his form figures on the flat also don't make pretty reading, but his subsequent two runs over hurdles since we last saw him on the level have been very good. He won at Punchestown, of course, the festival at the back end of April, and then he went to the same track and the same course and distance the other day, only to get outrun by a much improved run by Moonday Sun from the Gordon Elliott stable. They were nicely cleared the rest, the time figure was excellent, and he's off a very good mark of only just 62. So my two recommendations against the field there are the potentially very good handicapped horses over the jumps, Bob About and King's Wharf.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.